we left off with the Ron, with the Riven, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so we'll just go to the Rush first, right? And we'll come back to the because the Ron and the Riven and the Ritva go together. So the Rush just clarifies one point I wanted to show you. And that is what? Two things over here, really, right? So first of all, he has like this. That this is something Tosus mentions. That there's a Gemara earlier that says there is a problem of Dimei Avos Kol Miyad Kol. Right? So how come over here the Gemara concludes there's no problem? Right? Because the Gemara over there says on Yud Beis and Amud Aleph. Says Lo Choshu Chacham L'Dmei Avos Kol Miyad Ovik Kol. Lo Choshu Chachama means they weren't worried that was the case. Not that they're not Choshesh for the Isser. Right? Means to say that even though they're of the Chachamim in the town nearby and they're doing business with these people, you don't have to worry that you're going to get the Dmei Ovik Chom Biyad Ovik Chom. But the problem is over here, the Argumar holds there's no Isser of Dmei Ovik Chom Biyad Ovik Chom. Right, so the Rabbeinu Tam answers like this: Devadai ovik chavim shem mochar avos chavim upora amos lisrael mutarn. There's no tfisas damim intrinsically. Vahad darshinan v'hayisacherim kamoh kol shata mavim menu harayu kamoh and dafu v'israel. Like our tosir sheikh avos chavim, right? There's no iser intrinsically. There's no iser from the Indian of Ha'isachirim Kamo, right? This is all in Tosfos on our daf. So what does it mean that it is a problem of Dmei Ovikchavim Biyad Ovikchavim? Haynu Heicha Shemochra Liknos Bedamim Tzarkei Avos Kchavim V'Nisharu Hamoos BeIsura. Interesting Rabbeinu Tam. So what's that case? That case is where the guy has a Avos Kol Chavim, right? The guy has a Avos Kol Chavim, and he sells it in order to use that money for more of Avos Kol Chavim. Then he holds that's Nisharu. What did you say? He says it's Nisharu Hamo'os B'Isura. But it's not a din of a Ha'isacherim Kamo. Different din. So maybe Tosus is learning like this. Maybe he's saying like this, that v'hayisacherem kamohu means that the Torah is saying the switch itself makes an association, right? And the association is enough to give it the shame of avos chavim, right? Because it retains. It's the money you get when the Yisrael when someone sells the Ovik Chavim for whatever he wants, just for free cash, right? So it's just because it came from it is what gives it the identity, the association with the Avos Chavim. And it's only because the Yisrael has the chiyuv to remove all associations from his rishus that money becomes awesome, right? And an Akam doesn't have that. The din is not said by an Akam. Is not said by an Akam. But he's saying like this. But if Bidas, the Akam, defines the Mos that is coming from the Avos Chavim as a way of acquiring more Avos Chavim, then you don't need the Pasuk of Ha'isachir and Kamo. Then that is be'atmo, the idea of then he's forging that an intrinsic association himself. Now, as Ha'isachir and Kamo is just telling you an accidental type of a relationship. This came from that. So that's an accidental kind of relationship. Right? One was the cause of the other. That's all it is. So only with the only B'nai Yisrael who have the chiyuv of removing every shemetz of avodas chavim from their rishos, have to even the isser of avodas chavim is chal even on that association, even on a causal association, right? And a guy doesn't have that. But that doesn't mean that money can't have the shame of avodas chavim to it for a guy either. It just means it doesn't come about through this very weak association. But if the akum bidaito makes an intrinsic relationship, then it exists. You know, and all the pasuk is telling you is we don't aser by the accidental relationship, but an intrinsic essential identity would. Now, what Michael's saying is a good point. You need two things to have this intrinsic to have this essential designation. It has to actually be caused by the akum coming from the avodas chavim, but also be intrinsically defined when you get it, the shame of avodas chavim too. Right. So if it's coming and going is all considered avodas chavim, then it's not really just stam. It's not just stam value anymore. Now it really is represents. In a true sense, demei avodas chavim. You understand what I'm saying? We can maybe work it out a little bit better. But the point I'm trying to make, just in terms of the methodology of what I'm trying to say, is that what Tosfos is showing you is like this. He's showing you that you can't learn too much from this Gemara. You can't learn too much from our Gemara on Samach Dalet, right? You can't say that our Gemara is concluding the phenomenon of Demei Avodas Chavim doesn't exist beyond Avodas Chavim. That would be a mistake. All the Gemara on Samach Dalet is saying is that the method of creating Demei Avodas Chavim doesn't exist in the same way beyond Avodas Chavim as it does beyond Yisrael. But that doesn't mean that an Akum can't have Demei Avodas Chavim. Just means not via the din of Ahayis Achayim Kamohu. Right? So what I'm trying to say is, I'm just trying to fill in those blanks now. So V'ahayis l'cheirem kamohu means that all I really have is money, which has no designation, just endless possibilities. Right? Money is what? Is potential. Yeah. Right? It's potential. I forgot what it is. It's like solid desire. Now, it represents all kinds of desires. Any pleasure is it's like a solid form of it's a universal desire. Because normally, if we had just like a barter system, so I would have to want what you have, right? It's a very inefficient system. The baker has to find someone who wants bread, and the cobbler has to find someone who wants shoes. If we can just put it all into one thing that represents universal desire, then we don't have. Then we can just freely exchange for that. So the money represents like universal desire, right? Doesn't have any specific identity, right? That's I'm probably misquoting Aristotle, but he has something along those lines. But so that's the thing. So what I really got from the Avodas Chavim is just universal. Right, just happens to be it was v'hayis achayim kamohu. It was from it, right? So all that only creates the shame of avodas chavim. So all the Torah is telling you is that method of defining something that has universal a universal quality as the mei avodas chavim, as an iser of avodas chavim itself, because it came from avodas chavim, that only exists by Yisrael. Okay. But that doesn't mean that an akum can't, and that's because of the chiyuv of removing every trace of the avodas chavim from your rishus. So something it caused is a trace of avodas chavim. So that the isser is chal on that damim to remove the base yisrael from every degree of avodas chavim, even things that came from it. Right. That's all the Gemara is concluding on Samach Dalet. that the Yisrael, only the Yisrael has the phenomenon of Demeyavos Chavim from the method of Ahayasachem Kamo, from the method of simply causation. But that doesn't mean that it's beyond the ability of a guy to imbue Damim somehow with an absolute designation and shame of Demeyavos Chavim. It means it won't happen Memela just because he made a transfer. But if he had a whole plot where he takes Avodas Kochavim, liquidates its value, but then says, this money that I got from it is not universal, it's Dafka for Avodas Kochavim, then it really has the phenomenon of taking the Avodas Kochavim and turning it into not just Stam Damim, but Demei Avodas Kochavim. Because I'm not going to use this money for anything else. So I took the Avodas Kochavim that I started out with, and I put it into a medium form just so I can put it back into Avodas Kochavim. That he says has the real din midaraisa, would seem, of the Dmei Avodas Kochavim, because he's the Baal. The guy has bailus; he does own it. It is his money. He has the ability to define things, right? It just is not going to be defined mamela, but it can be defined bedaito. So that's what Tosfos is saying the case of Dmei Avodas Kochavim, that's asur, is where he does the bedaito. He starts with Avodas Kochavim. Right, he has to start with Avodas Kochavim, because otherwise it's just something that's just universal. He has to start with Avodas Kochavim itself and say, this Dhammim has nothing, represents nothing other than the way for me to go from this idol to that idol. It doesn't really represent Stam a desire anymore, Stam universal desire. Then it's the Dmei Avodas Kochavim, Yad Kochavim. The only thing is, he can't get it just through the Mamela of Yisachem Kamo, but that doesn't mean he can't have it. You know what I mean?
So why can you do it with any money, man? Why does it have to be from Avodah Zarah?
It's a good question. Apparently, it's a good question. Apparently, that's not his. That's just his plan. No, it has to really have the shame of Avodas Kochavim coming. The shame of Avodas Kochavim doesn't come from his das. It comes from the fact that it started from Avodas Kochavim, and his das is to negate the universal aspect of the money, which allows the Avodas Kochavim to be nitfas in it. But if you're not starting with Avodas Kochavim, then it's just planned to use it for Avodas Kochavim. It's not Dmei Avodas Kochavim. It can't be Dmei Avodas Kochavim without Avodas Kochavim.
So they're really having das.
See, what I'm saying is like this. Exactly. What I'm saying is like this. I'm saying what really removes the Dmei Avodas Kochavim is the fact that the Dhammim really expresses infinite possibilities. Right? So it's true I sell the Avodas Kochavim for the Dhammim, but the Dhammim doesn't reflect Avodas Kochavim. It reflects infinite possibilities. So it'll lose the Shem Avodas Kochavim in all the possibilities of the Dhammim. But if I start with the Avodas Kochavim and I bedas negate all other possibilities from the Dhammim, then I can have a clean transfer. Of course, he can still change his mind. But that's it. It's once it's fixed like that. Once the Baal ha Avodas Kochavim it becomes the Baal ha Dhammim, and he defines the Dhammim just as a bridge to the next Avodas Kochavim, then it has the shame of Dmei Avodas Kochavim. Basically, he's like negating the universality of that Dhammim. You have to realize this is not like you know, you swipe your debit card. You know, it's not zeros and ones floating through space. It's real coins that he's going to take and put away and use. You know, and he's not going to mix it in with a big bank account. It's dafka, these coins is what he's going to use. That's the lashon of the Torah. He says that what the Mo'os are Nisharu Hamo'os Beisura, right? In other words, even though the guy doesn't use them, they still remain in that shemesher.
Oh.
Once he defines it that way, they always have this. What's the lashon of Tosos? Similar lashon. Well, you have a good question. You mean what if the Michael has a good question though? What about the Dhammim? Let's say the guy does use that Dhammim now for the Avodas Kochavim. Does that Dhammim become mutter through that exchange? That's your question.
Well, for the next guy?
Yeah, no, but it's Mustafa from this Gemara that it's not. It's all, it's also the whole way through. It remains also. Because when the Jew gets it, it still is also, no? I mean, for the Jew will be usher. I mean, for the Jew will be usher anyway, because it started out that way. It's a good question. I mean, otherwise, why don't you say, well, there's a Tyrovus of Isser Damim floating around the world? Or do you say no? Once the next guy gets that money, now he removes that shame. Mustava, you're right. Mustava, that's Mustava. He can define it for himself. This guy can define it for himself. And then the Jew can't use it because once beyond Ovi Chavim has a shame of Ovi Chavim, then it's at least a voice, then it's like a, it's coming from Ovi Chavim for the Jew, so it'll be also for him. But it seems difficult to say that throughout all the exchanges, then eventually all the money will become usher, because if you never get rid of it and you keep making it, right? So anyway, so now the rush continues though, and back on our sugya more, that he resolves the problem that was bothering us. Problem was, you go to the you get this case, Avi. This case is that so now it comes out, we say there's an isser of being, there's an isser by avodas chovim of what's called a rotza bikiyumo. You can't want it to exist. Okay, so for instance, if you get hired to move barrels of Yayin Nesach, so then you're considered a rotza bikiyumo. Why? Because you need it to exist in order for you to make your money. That's a rotza bikiyumo. So that money is usher. Any money that comes because you needed the from a vos chovim that you needed to exist is a knas on that money. So the Gemara says like this: what if you go to a guy and you lend a guy money and he sells his yayin nesach to pay you back, right? So he says fine because it's the meyavos chovim yadav chovim his mutter, right? Right, that's his business. He sold his yayin nesach. That was in his hands. That money is now mutter. But the Gemara says if you come to collect and he doesn't have the money and he says wait until give me another day to sell my yayin nesach and then I'll give you the money, then it's usher. Because now you need that yayin nesach to exist. Because that's how he's going to get his money to pay you. Okay, so the rush is bothered. He says v'tema d'mishum d'omar lo hamtein havi tvei rotza b'kiyumo. Says just because the guy says wait, give me another day, that makes him more of a rotza b'kiyumo. So what does he mean by that? Can we define that question? Afilu lo omar hamtein rotza b'kiyumo shel vos chavim ad sheti mochav yitnu lo adamim.
He's a rotza b'kiyumo even in the first part.
Yeah. Even the first part. I mean, it doesn't say Hamtein Li. I mean, basically, if you're going to say he's a Rotza Bikiyumo because he's going to get his money from that, the guy's going to get his money and pay you back. In other words, if you're going to make you a Rotza Bikiyumo because it gives the guy money to pay you back, then what's the difference what he says? Then Lamaiso, if a guy has a Vos Chavim, whatever it is, you're going to be a Rotza Bikiyumo because it'll make it easy for him to pay you back.
Well, Hamtemli just extended the time.
Hamtemli is giving me a little more time. Says, but what's the difference? You're not more of a Rotza Bikiyumo.
You're not saying that the Hamtin is not where he's completely reliable on the avodas are as the payment, whereas the first part he's not 100% sure where the money is coming from. It could be coming from another entity.
Right. So that's what he wants to say. He wants to say like this: Yesh lomar da lashon mashma she'ein lo orev. The Hamtin Li is not just the Lashon. It's not just because this is what was bothering us, right, Gil? Just because the guy said these two words, now everything is usher. If he would have just shut his mouth and said, come back tomorrow, it would have been okay.
Yeah, right. I would be like, I'm pretending I didn't right. hear that.
So the Rush says it's not those words that do it. But those words imply that he has no guarantor. In other words, there's no one he can turn to get the money from. I don't know if he means dafka or real halachic arev. A real halachic arev means that you set up a loan and the lender doesn't trust the borrower, so the borrower brings in his rich uncle and he says, okay, if he doesn't pay back, you can come to me. That's a cosigner. That's a technical arev. But so he's saying over here, it implies, when he says Hamtein Li, it implies it's all me, and there's no one else to turn to for this money. Midekomar Le Hamtein. Aval im hayalo arev, Az mutter. Does eino choshesh b'kiyumo? Kiyucho lefroa min ha'arev. Yes, he means real arev. Says, but if the guy has a cosigner, even if he says, wait until I sell my avos chavim, it's fine. It's mutter. Because you don't need him to sell it. You have access to the arev. If all of his yayin nesach breaks before he gets to sell it, doesn't make a difference to you. You still can get your money from the other guy. So he always doesn't. It doesn't matter that it's not a matter of what he says. It's a matter of the financial reality. It's a matter of the financial reality. That if the reality is he's the only one you can turn to, and his reality is he needs this yayin nesach to get to get you the cash, then you're a rotza b'kiyumo. But it still is an amazing thing. That iser. Just because you know. And that the extent of the iser is amazing to me. This situation makes you feel a certain way about that yayin nesach. It gives you a vested interest. That's basically what they're saying. Right? It gives you a vested interest in that yayin nesach. Even though there's no bailus, there's nothing. It's just a matter of relating to it as the source of what your money is coming from. As the necessary source of your payment. That itself makes the payment usher. I was just saying, that's already akin to a schiris. That's akin to a schiris. Schiris means I work to move avos chavim. So then I need the avos chavim in order for me to get this payment. So they're saying in a loan too. Could be a similar thing. If the reality is he's not going to pay me back unless he sells this stuff, so then I need this stuff to exist in order for me to get paid back. Now in my mind, the payment is totally on the avos chavim, and that would make me a rotza b'kiyumo. That would make me feel happy that there's this avos chavim. Yeah.
Why bring in bialas and b'sfiras is not bad.
Okay, let's just finish up this sugya. Okay. So the Ritva says, the Ravid has a funny thing. The Ravid says something that seems counterintuitive, right? He says, when is this a problem? When is it a problem to collect from the from this Ovi Pochavim? So he says like this. I'm quoting it from the Ritva. He's quoted in many places. He says, She'im ein Yisrael yochol linogso im yeshlo o yeshlo eva im lo yamtin shehu muter. He says almost the opposite, right? That what? That if the Jew cannot collect from him, right? Or he'll be in some sort of a fight with the guy. There'll be some eva. If he doesn't give him the extra time, then it's mutter. Right? And those are the Ran quotes, the Ramban, they all quote this, they quote this Ritva, this Ravid. The only thing is, the Ravid sounds like it's a real, making it a worst case of a Rotza B'Kiyumo. Like it is Dafka the only way he can do it. He has to do it. So he says, no, but the reason is, Daha Onasu, Ve'ein Kan Rotza B'Kiyumo, Ki Hechi De Liknos Damov. V'al Zeh Samchu B'Doros Ha'elo, V'chein Eskimu Rabosai. Yeah, but what's his definition of here? So what's he saying? He's saying, if you have no other way to get the money other than this, so then it's mutter. Why? Because you're an onus. But he does say you're not a rotza b'kiyumo too, right? He says you're an onus. And you're not a rotza b'kiyumo to get the knas of damav. Right?
So he's saying that there are cases of rotza b'kiyumo where you wouldn't, where you would be allowed to keep the money.
So he calls it not enough of a rotza b'kiyumo. See, the thing is, the Ran expresses the Ritva, the Ravid's shita more clearly, but he doesn't explain the reasoning behind it.
What's he saying factually?
Let's take a look at the Ran. I think the Ran has a better explanation of the Shita. He says that the Varavid Zal cost nearly Dafkik Shai Biodo Linogso, Luhi Porimena Miyad, Umi Daito Himtinlo, Achimokran. Usr. So the Ravid says, when is it usr to get the Dhamim from the. When is the Dmei. When is the money usr? When you go to the guy and you really could collect the money today. Right? Or. You really could collect right now. And you give him a little extra time. Then it would be usr. But if you come to him and it's impossible, there's nothing to collect from the guy, and you have no choice but to give him the extra time, then it's mutter. So when I first read this, it sounds the exact opposite, right? If you could collect now from another source and you give him the extra time, then you don't really care about the iron, right? You don't need the iron. So if you don't need the iron because you have another thing to collect from, what's the problem? And if you have nothing else to collect from, that's exactly when you need the iron, right? So the Ravid sounds reversed. He says, no, on the contrary. If you give him extra time, if you give him extra time to sell the ayin nesach when you could really get the money from somewhere else, that's when it's usr. Yeah, but we could have gotten it from this, so you don't really need the ayin. You don't really care if the ayin nesach breaks because you could just go back and get from what you could have gotten before, right? But when you have nothing else but the ayin nesach to collect from, that's dafka when it's mutter.
Isn't that similar to the guarantor?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because by the guarantor...
Yeah, it's like an opposite of the rush, because the rush says when there's a guarantor, so there's another place to collect, then it's mutter to take from the ayin nesach. And when there's no one else to collect from, then it's usr. The Rav is saying, no, if he has other money, then you can't take from the ayin nesach. But if he has no other money, you can't. So the only thing is, the Ritva gives a little bit of an insight, because he says it's somewhat of an onus. That by onus, we're matir. But still... He still says it's not really Yosef Bihuma. I'll just tell you, we'll just start thinking about it a little bit. But it seems to me like this. What the Ravid is bothered with is the problem that Lamaisa, all you really have is a monetary debt. All the guy has to you is a monetary debt. Right? And everything before he pays you back is just his business. I mean, like we were saying last week, so if his barrel breaks, so he'll have to find you money somewhere else. What do you mean? He's on his deathbed and he has no yarshim and this is his last asset. So what makes you a rotza bikumo? You don't really care about that yayin nesach. You just want the money, and that's all your interaction with. All your interaction with him is really on the level of dollars and cents. And okay, so if it breaks, he still owes you the money. It doesn't extinguish the debt. That was the Apotiki guys. That the whole debt is wrapped up in the Ayin Nesach. But nobody holds like that. So he still has the debt over him. Right? So the Ravid seems to hold that in order for you to be a Rotza B'Kiyumo, it has to be that you yourself are somehow expressing that you have a preference for the Ayin Nesach. You have to be, the Isser would be that since it's not really yours, since it's, it really is just money that you owe him, that he owes you, unless it's going to be mutter. Unless you somehow, knows the Rotza B'Kiyumo Isser is that you are showing some sort of a preference for the Dmei Yayin Nesach. So that's Dafka when he has other money, he has other places to collect from, and you come in and say, I'll wait for you to sell the Yayin Nesach. You know what I mean? So then it's like you're Osek in it. You know what I mean? But as long as he has no other way to pay you than the Yayin Nesach, it's not expressing any tie to the Dmei Ayin Nesach. He's learning it's not literally the case of Rotsa Bikumo. He's not learning it's a literal Rotsa Bikumo because the money is coming to you from the Ayanesa. He's learning you can't express a Rotsa Bikumo. You can't express any type of a preference for the Dmei Ayanesa. It's in terms of your relationship to where the Dhamma is coming from. It's not a matter of reality.
It has to be more on something you're an active involvement.
That's right. It's because of the active involvement. See, the other Rishonim, the Rosh seems to be learning, it's like a real technical Rotsa Bikumo Isser. So if your money is totally on the Avodas Kovim, then you're a Rotsa Bikumo. So if there's an Arev, it's not totally on the money. The Rav says it's not a technical Rotsa Bikumo. It's a different kind of Rotsa Bikumo. It's your dealings shouldn't express any type of a preference, any type of a favorite, any type of a preference or liking of the Avodas Chavim. Shouldn't express that idea of the Dmei Avodas Chavim. So if there's no other way to get the money, I'm just a businessman. Well, nothing is expressed here other than the fact that I want my money back. But if he has other things to sell, if he has other things to collect from, and you say, Dafka, I'll let you sell the guy Nesach and pay me from that, that's already like a hisaskus. You understand? Know